We have Ed Rogers with us, Chief Executive Officer and CIO at Rogers Investment Advisors. So the Bank of Japan won't raise rates a long time down the road, probably. A tweak in policy, I suppose it's possible. It seems the consensus today is that they'll stand pat in most areas. What might we learn, though, from the commentary, Ed?
Good morning, or I guess good evening for you guys. Thanks very much for having me back on the show. No one expects any fireworks on the actual BOJ decision. Of course, we expect the rates to stay unchanged. That's really as expected. I think the interesting thing to think about here, though, is the environment around what else is going on in Asia related to rates. What is China going to do once the full impact, the medical impact of the COVID unwind becomes clear? Sorry, the zero COVID policy unwind becomes clear. That could drive significant action. The Fed, are they going to continue to backpedal a little bit and ease off? Yes or no? Those are kind of the bigger picture questions about rates, I think.
Okay, well, there are a lot of variables there, and particularly when it comes to China. How do you see this path out of COVID unfolding over the next couple of quarters?
My view is that it's going to be very difficult for China, and for China the trade off in public policy and financial support versus medical safety is going to be a real big issue here. So the worst that China suffers medically, if you will, in terms of fatalities and illnesses and significant illnesses, the more pressure there will be to be accommodative and provide easy money and stimulus and make life look better on the economic front. And I think that could become quite severe, frankly, over the next 2 months.
We had this Kyoto News report earlier this week, or I guess it was over the weekend, Saturday, about possible revisions to the arrangement, the accord between the government and the Bank of Japan. It got denied by the government, but it did actually draw a lot of attention in the market. It did spark quite a lot of buying of the yen since this reversed. Do you put much stock in that?
I think the things that will move the markets, first of all, yen, and it's moved a bit, but it's not been a dramatic move. Frankly, we're still hovering around 137-ish, 136 to 138 is a range. It's not been a dramatic move. I think the bigger thing to watch in Japan is what sort of money will be spent by the government on this rearmament policy. And that is a multi-year project, and it's frankly, a vital national security issue. Ever since Russia invaded Ukraine, our firm view is that this is a moment of singular importance to Japan. It's similar to Commodore Perry sailing into Tokyo Bay in 1853. Everything now changes for Japan going forward, and that clearly the immediate response on the military rearmament is just a first step. But that will have significant impact, dramatic impact, far more than just global inflationary concerns.
I hate to ask a mundane follow-up because you're talking about monumental implications from it, but is it good for the economy?
Well, the short answer would be yes. There's going to be significant economic activity around the actual rearmament process itself. There's also more and more pressure to take unused neglected capital, retained earnings that sits in Japanese banks, and make them more productive, make it more productive capital. And all of that will be partially sponsored or prompted by national security concerns, and those aren't going away for the next 10 to 15 years. So overall, yes, it's kind of good for the economy.
So some big spending coming. We've got a very weak yen, and we've got CPI expected to come in just a shade under 4% when we get the next reading in 3 days' time. So are we seeing inflation in Japan, and how sustained is it going to be?
We've definitely seen inflation in Japan. It's undeniable. Now, sector by sector, you can make an argument that some of it will recede. Again, oil prices, who knows where they go. Gasoline and oil prices, who knows where they go. But the impact on food, the man on the street when he goes and he buys a carton of milk or a cup of coffee, it's real. It's much of it's been done already. How much can they use this inflation? How much can the government use this obvious inflation as a tool to force more capital into the system, more money into the system through increased wages for workers, for example. That's what you want to watch. The inflation itself is, we want to watch the byproducts of the quote-unquote inflation response. And that will be very telling as far as impact on the economy.
In just 15 seconds, do you feel more confident now about next year than you did, say, 2 months ago?
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a great time to be looking at Japan. Think of it as a zero-sum game. If China's going down, Japan's going up for investors.
Japan's going up. Yeah, that's a good tease for our next interview with you, Ed. Thanks very much. We'll bring you back soon. Ed Rogers, CEO, CIO at Rogers Investment Advisors.